Welcome to Belly Burn 23. Coach RJ here. Voice audio recording. Published by RJ. Monitored by Neri. Brought to you by Samsung. So the goal for this Belly Burn is to get back to basics, cleanse the crap, and get them back on track and push yourself for 28 days. Now my expectation is that you treat this like your job, like something that you care about. So I want you to show up for your workouts. That's mandatory. Workouts are not an option. You have to make sure that you're getting your workouts. My recommendation is minimum 5 per week, whether that be on the blue or virtual. You need to plan your food and you need to make sure that you're reporting on time. But what's the difference between this and maybe a job that is a tough one for you to wake up to? Is that I want you to enjoy the process just like you enjoy working out on the blue. The key is that you communicate with me if something is tough, if it's not working, or if you feel you can't. Because there's always something. I can't help you if you don't show up on the blue and you don't show up for a workout. So if you just completely check out, there's nothing that I can do for you. But if you reach out to me and you let me know what's going on, there's always something that we can do and you have access to me for 28 days. Now when it comes to reading my code, if you're new to me as a belly burner, then I've already sent you your plan and you see that it's a lot. And here's the thing, is that I write this on desktop. So when I write it on desktop, it's clear to me on desktop. My recommendation to you, if you have a computer, open it up on your computer, okay? Copy it, paste it into the, like, where you send a message and then copy it from there. This way it's not gonna be blue highlighted when you bring it back into a doc. And then in the doc, you can make it as big as you want. My recommendation is to print it off and you're gonna see it how I see it. That goes for your supplements and that goes for your food. Now I'd like you to do abs for 28 days. If there's one thing I want everybody to walk out of this challenge with is more defined abs. And so what I want you to do is on your tracker sheet, which will be available for you to pick up on Monday, I'll also post it in the group. And so then you can just print one off at work or at home. Is a superset of abs. It's 30 seconds of each, okay? Some people have challenged themselves to do all of the abs. So basically there's, I think, 8 supersets, not sure. But once you click into the video link that I'll send, then you'll see that the abs are in the description section. And you can do all the abs every single day. It's gonna probably take you about 7 minutes per round, maybe probably a little bit longer. Actually, no, it's gonna take 8 to 12. How many supersets there are, that's how long it's going to take you to do one round. But minimum, I want you to do one superset per day. The tasks of the day, so on the back of the sheet, but also sent as a document, you're going to see that you pick one task. I've already had people sample this tasks of the day over the summer. And so now you have an opportunity, if you did it, to really challenge yourself. And then you can push yourself to go harder than you did the first time you did it. And so the task of the day is just one task every single day, no particular order. And then whatever task you do, just highlight it in your reporting sheet. So if you did the 100 push-ups, try and write 100 push-ups in that doc. One thing I noticed with people when I'm working out is that, and this is how I started challenging myself, is that you might not be able to control when you start the exercise. So for instance, if you're doing chest press and somebody's laying in a spot or using the weights that you're using, it might take them a little longer to get up. And then you have to get down there and you have to put the weights on and then you have to lift the weights. So you might not be able to start on time, but you can always finish either at the bell or slightly after the bell. And so if I catch anybody on my team, and this goes for me as well, if you catch me or if you catch anybody stopping before the bell, let's make it mandatory that we do 2 burpees each, okay? So what I want you to do is focus on rep range as well. So when you're working out and you're using resistance training, so like seated row, deadlifts, anything that's like heavy weights, right? So typical lifting, bicep curls, tricep extensions, hamstring deadlifts, whatever. I want you to focus on these numbers. So if your goal is to strictly build muscle, okay? So not so much lose weight, but you want to put on a little bit more muscle, then your rep range is going to be anywhere from 10 to 12, okay? If you want to put on muscle and you want to tone, so you want to lose some fat, you want to lose a little bit of weight, but you also want to see some muscle, then your rep range is going to be from 12 to 15. So 12 is that solid number for the muscle, but it's also a solid number for like to burn calories. So that's going to be if you want to tone and you want to build muscle. And if your goal is just to lose weight, then you got to need to focus on just like straight body movement. So it's going to be lighter weights, and that's going to be 15 plus reps. Now, what I would actually like people to do is a drop set, or what I call a burnout. So you would start the first 10 to 15 seconds heavy. Okay, I'm talking heavy, heavy, but you have to get at least 5 reps, because after that, you might only get another 5 to 7 reps. And so you want to start heavy, and then you want to drop down to a weight that's, you know, 50% lighter. Perfect example, you can do squats. Okay, so let's say you squat the 80-pound kettlebell, and in the first 15 seconds, you're able to get about 5 to 6 reps. Then you drop from the 80 and you go to the 50, right? So it's still a heavy enough weight to get a good burn, but you're able to finish up your rep range. So if your rep range is 10 to 12, then make sure that you're getting 5 to 7 reps for that second drop set or burnout. New to the belly burn this round is the reports are going to be sent in earlier, but here's how they're going to make sense to you. So let's say today you're sending in your food, okay? So I want everything sent in before 3 p.m. You can plan all of your food for tomorrow today. So your plan is gonna consist of the nutrients. You're gonna send a screenshot of the nutrients because I wanna see how many grams of protein that you're hitting. And then you can also send in your calories because I wanna make sure that you're hitting your calorie goal. Now when it comes to your activity, and your steps, so your active calories, your steps, your workouts, your water, et cetera, you're actually going to report yesterday's today. So if I was sending you my report today before 3 p.m., I would send yesterday's steps, calories burnt, water, did I take my supplements from yesterday? Because then this way we're getting a full day, not just like a half day, because some people in the past were like, you know, I got 8,000 steps, plan to walk more. So it's like, let's see what you ended up finishing up the day with. And you have the app on your phone, so it's easy just to open up your app, take a look at what your numbers were, write them down on the sheet, take a photo of that, post that into the group chat, and then get your meals prepped for tomorrow, right? So like if you're at break at work, or you know, you got like 10, 15 minutes, that's when you can plan. You should be able to get it done before 3. And then you're gonna send in your food for tomorrow. So it's yesterday's activity and it's gonna be tomorrow's food. When it comes to your nutrients, okay, nutrition. So early morning risers, right now I have it set so that everybody does their green shake, which is the greens from the gym. Why the greens from the gym? Because it has EAAs and it tastes great. You're gonna use spinach, up to you how much you want to use. My recommendation is to start lower than higher, because you could get digestive issues to start. So I would say start lower with like, you know, 30 to 40 grams and then work your way up higher if you know, you want to get more of a spinach boost or a greens boost. Then 1 scoop of collagen, the progressive collagen I absolutely love at the gym because it's got an NPN number, but it also has type 2. And I've had the orange citrus one and I mixed in with the greens, with the spinach, the water, the ice, and it's fantastic. As we know, collagen is good for the skin, but for us that's working out, it's gonna help heal the tendons, ligaments, and cartilage. So I want you to have that in your system so that we can, you know, get to workouts and not be too sore, or, you know, strengthen everything so that we don't get injured. So your green shake typically is at 11 a.m. That's if you're a kind of like, you wake up in around 6:37, right? But some of you are up at 4 in the morning, and so if that's the case, you probably get hungrier earlier. So what I would like you to do is make your first calories that you consume this green shake, but you can feel free to go ahead and move your eating window early. But what I would like to see for your early morning risers, eventually, and we don't have to do this right away, but you will benefit a lot more from it if you follow it, is that I want you to have your green shake. So let's say you work out at 5 and 6 in the morning. So you're done, 7 o'clock, you get ready, you go to work, whatever, whatever. And then you can have your first green shake at 9 a.m. So 9 a.m. would be your first greens. And then you would have your breakfast, so to speak, earlier in the day. It might be at noon. And then you have your big meal at 3 p.m. Now, if we can hit all of our calories at that time, then let's stop eating. Now, this might be very difficult for most people because so you're used to eating after dinner. So if you need to and you're hungry after you've had your last calories at 3 p.m., I'm giving you the okay to go above the calories that I've allotted you and go ahead and have protein. Okay, so you can have either protein shakes, which won't provide you any, like they won't make you full, but it's gonna provide you with something that might hold you off until the next day. So I would suggest to try the protein shake first, but you can always go into all protein after that. So you can do like eggs, egg whites, you can do steak, chicken, tofu, whatever it is, but like focus on protein by itself if you need to eat later in the evening and if you're over your calories. So that's the nutrition part. When it comes to EAAs, you can have unlimited EAAs throughout the day. If you don't know, EAAs provide muscle recovery. The sweeteners in there, from what I've read recently, they will not break your fast. So you can have EAAs as much as you want throughout the day. The worst case scenario, if you had more than you need, is that it's just a waste, right? Your body's not gonna store it as fat, but you know, the EAAs are under a buck a serving-ish. And so, you know, when you drink it, it tastes great, but you're not really absorbing the EAAs. But I mean, you can always have more in an abundance so that your muscles actually have a volume of EAAs in there so that they can repair and they grow. Last section here is the new supplements. So why do we take supplements? I'll tell you, I've seen up to 30% more calories burn with people that are taking supplements, especially the fat burners, than non. You know, do they work? They all are great boosters to your proper nutrition, your training plan, and your lifestyle. Do you absolutely need to take them? No. But are they effective? Do they work? Yes. If I wrote a custom plan for you, that plan is designed to get you to the goal that we're working on. So if you're looking to get leaner, you want to lose weight, you want to build muscle, whatever it is, that plan is designed for you. Now, whether you want to choose to take the supplements is up to you. You can always try and we can always modify, okay? So we can try slow, start slow, and then build you up. Or, like I said, we don't necessarily have to, but it is going to help you. So the new supplements that I got, I've been doing research on Ozempic. And everybody that I talk to with that's taking Ozempic, it works. But I can't get you on Ozempic, right? In fact, a lot of people say there's some good, like, hard side effects with it. So what was it when I was doing research? What is the natural version of Ozempic that would give me a similar result? And that's where this berberine supplement came in. So berberine, about 500 milligrams to 1,000 milligrams per serving, you would take right before you have your meal that has impact carbs in it. So spinach is not an impact carb. Rice, potato, oats, that all would be an impact carb. So that's when you would want to take 500 milligrams, depending on the size of the meal. If you're going to have a pizza, you'd probably want to have 1,000. And what we're trying to do is control your insulin and blood sugar levels so that you don't have any massive spikes and pulling your body out of fat burning mode. So if your insulin and blood sugars are low, then your body has a better opportunity in a caloric deficit to be able to utilize your body fat as fuel. So this is how we're going to cut your fat. So some of you, I've issued out to try berberine. This is my first time trying it with clients. We're going to see if there's, like, you know, anything that comes out of it, whether we can't digest it or maybe it doesn't work. But we'll try it out on this group. And then the next group, we can always add it in later down the road. There's another supplement that just came across my desk that I firmly believe in, and it's called Amino Z's. And so it's got melatonin, it's got GABA, it's got EAAs, which is fantastic right before bed. It's got zinc, magnesium, like a bunch of things that are supposed to help with muscle relaxation and muscle recovery. So basically melatonin is going to put you to sleep. GABA is going to get you to relax. And then it's got other ingredients in there, which keeps you asleep longer. So you're going to get a longer, fuller sleep. If I put that into your supplement list or you want to try it, my recommendation is a half scoop if you're only getting 5 to 6 hours of sleep, and a full scoop if you can dedicate anywhere from 6.5 up to 8 hours of sleep or longer. This way, when you wake up, you don't feel groggy from the melatonin. And finally, obstacles. Well, the bad news is we're all gonna face an obstacle. Whether we get busy, we go on a trip, we have a wedding, we get injured, Something happens, we're always going to have an obstacle. Now, here's the good news, is that we can identify our problem, we can now identify our solution. If we don't know what the problem is, then we don't know what the solution could be. The good news is, if we know what it is, like you don't have time, then that's simple. We can find a time to make it work within the schedule that you currently have. So bring all your problems and obstacles to me so that we can work on them together, and then we can keep you rolling. There's always something that can be done. When it comes to the group chat is meant for you to send in your reports every single day. Have good conversations. I've tried to pair it up with people that either work out at around the same time or have a similar personality and similar amount of talking into the groups. So utilize the groups. Feel free to be yourself, because that group is, you know, you guys all have a similar personality. And so that's why you're in that. So feel free to use the group, share recipes, share your obstacles, you know, try to contribute just as much as you take from it. So if you're gonna share a problem or share a win, try and find somebody else's win, or try and find a way to help other people with their problems. So anything else, always be in communication with me and never suffer alone. We got this.